Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Lift your hands, just thank Him, thank Him, thank Him, bless His name, adore Him, glorify His name. We bless you, we honor you, we glorify you, we bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Say with me, say, I walk into my prepared harvest. I walk into my commanded harvest. I walk into my prepared harvest. I walk into my commanded harvest. I walk into my appointed harvest. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Every harvest prepared for me by the Lord. Every harvest commanded by me by the Lord. Every harvest appointed for me by the Lord. I walk into the harvest. I walk into harvest. I walk into prepared harvest. I walk into commanded harvest. I walk into appointed harvest. In the name of Jesus, I walk into appointed harvest. I walk into prepared harvest. I walk into commanded harvest. In the name of Jesus, I walk in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Every seed of effort you have planted this year, every seed of hard work you have planted this year, every seed of diligence you have planted this year, any kind of good seed you have planted this year, enter into their harvest now. In the name of Jesus. In the time of harvest, the only person put to shame and have nothing to celebrate is the one that have done nothing. The only one that will be put to shame in November is the one that have done nothing from January to October. If you have done something this year, no matter how small, harvest time is here for you. Lift your hand and say, I enter into my harvest. Say, I enter into my harvest. I enter into bountiful harvest. I enter into increasing harvest. In the name of Jesus, can you pray for, I enter. I enter into my harvest. Bountiful harvest. Increasing harvest. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Look at somebody and say, hear the word of the Lord. Your harvest shall not cease suddenly. Do you understand? We had rain in growth. Excess rain this year. Your harvest must also be in excess. But you know, rain can start and it will stop before the season is over. I pray for you. Your harvest will not cease suddenly. Look at the person, say, hear the word of the Lord. Your harvest will not cease suddenly. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray for the person. Your harvest will not cease suddenly. 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 It will not cease. It will not cease. It will not cease. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Can we pray? Say, no man born of a woman. Say, no woman born of a woman. No power on earth can stop my harvest. In the name of Jesus, my harvest is unstoppable. It's 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 unstoppable. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You know, I don't know if somebody, how does it work now? I think it's better. So in those days when they post things, when they send things by a post office, somebody sent, somebody traveled, they send something to you. Before you come, Sometimes it has been tampered with. I don't know anybody traveled in those days before you come back. By the time you are carrying the luggage, they have removed all the good things. They left some things for you. Your harvest will not be tampered with. Lift your hands up. You are going to pray for yourself. Pray. Say with me. Say, my harvest shall not be tampered with. Say, my harvest shall not be polluted. My harvest shall not be corrupted. Say that again. My harvest shall not be tampered with. My harvest shall not be polluted. My harvest shall not be corrupted. My harvest shall not be delayed. In the name of Jesus, my harvest shall not be tampered with. My harvest shall not be polluted. My harvest shall not be corrupted. My harvest shall not be delayed. In the name of Jesus, can you pray, my harvest shall not be tampered with. My harvest shall not be polluted. My harvest shall not be corrupted. My harvest shall not be delayed. My harvest shall not be detained. My harvest shall not be detained. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You know, if you have stored things before, you know there is an attack of weevil, attack of rat, attack of rodents, attack of needles, attack of anything. Any satanic attack against your harvest, let that attack be arrested by fire. Let the attack be arrested by fire. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and say, Lord, arise. Destroy every attack against your prepared harvest for me. In the name of Jesus. 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 Our harvest shall not be attacked. Our harvest shall not be tampered with. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Every plan to waste your harvest, that plan shall not succeed. In the name of Jesus. Say, beautiful, marvelous things that I have never experienced before. In this season of harvest, let me experience them. In the name of Jesus. Can you pray for beautiful, marvelous things that I have never experienced before? In this season of harvest, in this season of harvest, beautiful, wonderful things that I've never experienced before. In this season of harvest, in this season. I enter into them. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Look at somebody and say, you will not be injured. You will not be wounded. You will not be destroyed. You will not be killed. Repeat it again. Say, you will not be injured. You will not be wounded. You will not be destroyed. You will not be killed before your harvest. Say, in the season of your harvest, say, you will not be injured. You will not be wounded. You will not be destroyed. You will not be devoured. Open your mouth and pray for the person. You will not be killed in the season of your harvest. Your harvest is here. You will not be wounded. You will not be injured. Your harvest is here. It's your season of harvest. You will not be injured. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Tell the person, say, hear the word of the Lord. Your harvest will arrive on time. Did you hear that again? Say that. Say, hear the word of the Lord. Say, your harvest shall arise, arrive full. Your harvest shall arrive complete. So three things: on time, full, and say on time, full. Look at, lift your right hand, pray for, say on time, say full and completed. My harvest, so shall it be. In the name of my harvest shall be complete. My harvest shall be full. My harvest shall arrive on time, 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 full and complete. On time, full and complete. On time, full and complete. Your harvest shall not be perverted, shall not be tampered with. It shall arrive on time. It shall not be delayed. It shall come full. It shall come completed. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Lift your two hands up. Whatever is your expectation, which is your harvest, the Lord deliver them into your hands. In the name of Jesus, whatever is stopping that expectation, the angels of God, move them from your sight. In the name of Jesus, when there is harvest season, things are there in full everywhere. You see what you are looking for. They are there everywhere, 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 everywhere. In the harvest time, people don't struggle to see what they are working for. It's your harvest time. Multiple opportunities. Let it come your way. Multiple blessings. Let it come your way. Let the Lord release abundance and surplus for you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. If I were you, I would congratulate somebody. Congratulate somebody. Congratulate. Ask the person, what are you congratulating me for? Tell him what you are congratulating him for. Pastor say, congratulate you. Congratulate us. So what are you congratulating for? I have discovered that in this church, anybody that mounts this altar is very lonely. They pray for themselves. They don't pray for you. They look at you. Nobody is congratulating me. What are you congratulating me for?
Eno mi jemino, eto seko mi derio, Baba. Onte she maya mileno, Baba.
The song just said, what you did surprised me, Abby. What he did is too marvelous for me. It surprised. Bro, Vitalis want to interpret it for us. there's an evil version. Okay. What you did surprised me. You wipe away my tears and fill in the other gap. Praise the Lord. When I was in school, you know when you start school, let's say you are 3 years old. You want to become an engineer. When you are starting school and they ask you what you want to be, you say, I want to become an engineer. But nobody teaches you how to become an engineer when you are age 5 or age 3. Even though you want to become an engineer, they start from first principles. They will do a buko. For people that went to good schools, you do a buko. Okay. Is it even said the way I'm pronouncing it showed I didn't go to that kind of school? Or maybe she's what I didn't go to that kind of school. Where I went to, we started with the A, B, C, D. And then they say C, A, R. Car. But you say it's supposed to be sir. You know, you just cramped in, so you don't understand what you're talking about. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. E, why would E, A, R, B, E? E. So they started teaching better ones. A, B, K, D, E, F, G. Those ones make it easier. If you see G, G, gas, G, as, gas. Listen to me. Some of you did not go to those schools, and your children are not going to that kind of school. Now, double wahala.
Some of us here have problem with pronunciation today because it's ABC we learned. We crammed everything. But can I shock you? ASUU strike, 1995 or 96 ASUU strike. I was at home. Was it? No, there was no ASUU strike. I was at home at holiday. I was resting on my couch. My nieces, my nephews were disturbing me. So I joined them in Zoom. They were watching television. Professor Moffat or something like that. And he was showing them electromagnetic fields and how electricity is generated. I was part 3 or part 4 electrical engineering in UNILAG at that time. I knew the theory. I have crammed it. I know how it was since I was in physics. But for the first time in my life, part 4 electrical engineering, that was when I saw it in practical. I have passed electromagnetic field and theory, which is one of the toughest courses you can ever do in life. I never knew. 4-5 years old, they were teaching them. And I saw for the first time what I learned in physics in 1984, 85, 86, how the thing moved. Wow. In my note, there is a drawing with one bar. Now, listen to me. Spiritual things have first principles. Most of the things we desire are like you want to study engineering. But before you become an engineer, they will teach you mathematics. And mathematics starts with four operators. What are they? Some people don't even know that addition is an operator. That plus, now operator. You say you don't hear. Now, say operator. I am an educationist today. Because you just say plus. Even the teacher, way they teach, you don't understand. My teacher, my math teacher in secondary school, Form 1, there was no math teacher, so they got us a PTA math teacher. Before they got the PTA math teacher, there was an office assistant in school. So they just said, "Is Form 1 math, can he teach?" He said, "Yes." Say, "Teach them." When auntie is teaching, he gets to a stage, he gets to say, $1. We will complete it from home tomorrow. Many people's spiritual life, they don't know the basis. So when they are doing, you know, you wake up, you just heard that they pray midnight prayer. You just wake up, hey, every power. And at midnight, you are stuck. You don't know what to do. You now say, "I will call pastor." Why? Because the primary basis of our faith, most of us do not know them. It is in church that people learn about magnetism before they do ABC. Many people in church do not know first principles of Christianity. You are in church because you are a Christian. Is that not it? Are you sure you are a Christian? What does it mean to be a Christian? Where did Christian, where did they get that name from? Where is it from? There are many people in church that will die with Muslims in battle of Christianity and Muslims, and they will go to hell because they are not Christians. They don't know what it is. People are filling forms, religion, Christianity. Ask them what it is, they don't know. We are going back to school to learn foundational principles. If you don't understand these things I'm going to teach in the next 3 weeks, you don't know Christianity. I beg you, put your shame aside. I don't say I am prayer warrior. I have been in a church where our deacon, during revival, raised his hand and gave his life to Christ. He was not a Christian, but he was a deacon. Don't play religion. What are we going to teach you today? We want to teach you foundation of Christianity. Are we ready to go? Can I hear you say Christ alone? Today, I want to let you know, without any doubt, that without Christ, you are nothing. You know, you can be a Christian in Nigeria for 7 years. You will hear healing. You will hear anointing. You will hear deliverance. You will hear different things. And you will not hear Christ. And we say we are Christians.
In fact, Christ himself has been relegated to the background. In fact, to an extent that when people see us, they don't see anything about Christ in us.
But we say we are Christians. Today, listen to me attentively. I will try as much as I could to lay this foundation. Anything you are apart from Christ will lead you nowhere. Christ is the all in all. But I want to restrict it so that it will not be too wide. I want to look at salvation and look at Christ at the center of salvation. Listen to me. You can speak in tongues. You can prophesy in church. You can pray and stay anywhere, shake. You don't know Christ. You are a false prophet. Get this teaching. Get it right. It's the difference between your rising and your falling. Is the difference between your going to hell or going to heaven. Is the difference between you making good use of your time or you wasting your time. Salvation is by Christ alone. Say with me, say Christ alone. I didn't hear you. Say with me, say Christ alone. Say, lift your ladder, say Christ alone. Say, my salvation is based on scripture alone. Say, it's based on grace alone. Say, through Christ alone. Say, by faith alone. To the glory of God alone. Can we go? Say, scripture alone. Grace alone. Christ alone. Faith alone. To the glory of God alone. Say again. Say, scripture alone. Grace alone. Christ alone. Faith alone. To the glory of God alone. So what we are saying, that everything about Christianity must be based on scripture. It's not yesterday I have a dream, and in my dream this happened, so this is going to happen. Your dream does not matter. When it comes to salvation, your dream does not matter. You know, I keep saying it, that people not put you under by various dreams. And I had this dream. I believe in the power of dream. God have instructed and given direction through dreams. But no dream is superior to the word of God. It is dreams that have put many people in trouble. Any dream that is contrary to the word of God is fake. And the person that gives it, you have to be aware of the person. Salvation is by scripture alone. Tell somebody, it is by scripture alone. So when it has to do with salvation, anything anybody tells you, ask him, show me from the Bible. It's time for you to ask pastors, ask teachers, ask prayer warriors, ask people, show me from scripture. Show me from scripture. Somebody called you and said, carry honey, pray with honey. Ask him, show me from scripture. Honey is sweet. A church member went to Jerusalem and brought mustard seed for me. When he gave me a call, it's the first time I see mustard seed. And I asked him, what do I use it for? He said, pastor, people, they use them. I say, they do use mustard seed to pray. Show me in scripture. I know some people, if you need mustard seed, I get from my office. Wait, then give me. I get like three. Wait, they give me from Jerusalem, different people. If you use mustard seed, I get them. Come and carry. I have never seen anywhere in the Bible where the Bible was using mustard seed to pray. Salt. Honey. Can do. When you see it, come and show me. Scripture alone. There is scripture, there is practice. You can have your practice, no argument with me. You can do it. That's you. Don't force it on me if it is not in scripture. Salvation is based on what alone? Scripture alone. Eka. I see that you are not going to heaven. You are not going. Well, show me. As many as receive him, today he give power to become the children of God. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. You and your house. I have believed. No Jupiter can come and say he saw a vision about me not going to heaven. When the Bible has told me what to do and I have done it, that means I don't know who I believe. That's why anybody can wake up from anywhere and come and show and say anything, and you believe it. If you don't know scriptures, you are Maga. You are Muguan. Magawan. Ask somebody, are you Magawan or Muguan? You are laughing. Whatever is not of scripture, beware of it. You know, buy 7 oranges on Wednesday. Thursday, use 7 coconuts. On Friday, 7 ginger. And it is always in 7. You tell me that kind of things, I write you off. Where is the scripture, please? You are doing it personally. Do it. Don't come and tell me to do it. You will show me from the scripture. Are you in church? One, go anywhere in the world. What they call Baptist is who? The people of the book. Show me from scripture. I'm here to tell you that salvation is by Christ alone. John 14, verse 6. Let's go. Let's go. My time is fast, so let's move quickly. John 14, verse 6. Look at the screen. Let's read together. I want to go. And Jesus said, it's nice. Hello, man. Where's your Bible? Where's your Bible, bros? Bros in glasses. Where's your Bible? I'm preaching. You people, you put your Bible in your bag. You are now bringing it out. You did not even come to church with Bible. You are looking away from me. If I move around, people I don't see with Bible, I'll bring them to the front. They will stand. 5 of them will stand. I'll be saying, you read. Do you agree with me? Do you give me that permission? I don't even need that permission. I have the spiritual authority to do it. If you come to church from today, I don't see Bible. I will line you up. Then I say, Chinyere, verse 6. Marvelous. Verse 16. Then you will stand and say, we will now know your intonation. How you speak. Whether you went to ABC or Abuku. Are we in church? Okay, let's get serious. Look at the screen. Let's go. Want to go? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Pastor, many road leads to the market. Heaven is not market. I stay in Shafa. You want to come to my house? I give you a description. If you want to come to Shafa, take Tipa Garage. You get to SCC Junction. You do, let me not describe my house. You get to my house. Then you now sit down. How come my pastor, Pastor Abiodun Aribike, the pastor's citadel of impact, be staying in Ushafa? It is not possible. My pastor is staying in Metama. So I will take left, the same market. I will enter express and go. You will look for my house forever. You will never get there. The only one that came from heaven came and said, I am the way. You have risen in your stubbornness and say, after all, there are some people in Saudi Arabia, there are some people in Japan. You there? No be Nigeria, you there. No be the word of God in the air here. What about yourself? I am the way. I am the truth, the life, the truth and the life. If you don't follow where he says you should follow, you will never get there. We have many people in church bearing Christian names. Many people in church that are prayer warriors. Many people in church that are Sunday school teachers. They don't know the way. They are not on the way. They are going in opposite direction. They are going nowhere. Listen to me. Jesus is the only way. See, the claims of Jesus in the Bible can only be made by a madman or a truthful man. If anything Jesus claimed to be is a lie, then Jesus is mad.
You mean you can wake up and come? Says Pharisees.
Do you know what it takes to be a Pharisee? By 12, you should have crammed the Pentateuch. What's the Pentateuch? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, Numbers also. You'll have crammed everything. Try it. Maybe you abuse Pharisee. Cram, let me see.
Cram, just cram Genesis. He looked at the people who have crammed it and crammed the Psalms and crammed the prophet.
And look at them and say, I am the way, the truth. They had all the scripture to disprove him. He told them, I am. His claims are true, or he's a liar or a madman. He is the only way. Help me tell somebody, he's the only way. So when it comes to salvation, it is Christ alone. Say with me, say Christ alone.
I didn't hear you. Say with me, say Christ alone.
Your name was not there. When it comes to salvation, fasting is not there. When it comes to salvation, prayer is not there. When it comes to salvation, it's Christ alone.
When it comes to salvation, you came to church on time, it's not there.
When it comes to works and reward, you came to church on time, it's there. But we are talking about salvation. If you are, listen to me. Nobody gives you ID card in a place of work unless your name is on the register. If you carry ID card and your name is not on the register, nobody will pay you at the end of the day. Your ID card is like your works. Your salvation is what puts your name on the register. For your name to get on the register, it is Christ alone.
I want to thank God. After I fasted, healing came. Yes. Healing can be by fasting.
Salvation, fasting no get there. Christ alone. Grace alone. Faith alone. Sir, ma, are you in church? Can you hear me?
This side. Always quiet and disobedient to pastor. Can you hear me? Number 2, John 10, 7 to 9.
The spirit in this place, I'm going to bind and cast it out. This place.
10. John 10, 7 to 9. Second thing, let's read together. I want to go. Jesus said to them again, verily, verily, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are what? They are thieves and... Remember what I said, that the claims of Jesus, they are either true or he's a madman. How can he just come and say, everybody that came before me, they are thieves? And I said, something is wrong with this man, guy. No. It's either there's something wrong with me or with him, or he's saying the truth.
But we all know nothing is wrong with Jesus. Nothing do you. Look at that. But the sheep did not hear them. Let's go. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be
and will go in and out and find Jesus. There is a door to heaven. That door is a person. His name is Jesus.
There's something wrong with this pastor today.
You know why I did that? Whenever you hear door, you will see me on the chair. You remember this message. Jesus is the only door to heaven. There is no formula for going to heaven. The formula is Jesus.
You have Jesus Christ, you are going to heaven. You don't have him, you are going nowhere. He is the door.
Remember, he is the way. He is the door. And he said, if anyone enters by me, he will be saved. He will go in and out and find pastor.
Everything you are looking for, when you go into Jesus, you can find it. That is what the pastor is. Remember, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all that things shall be added unto you. Jesus is the door. You have not passed through him. You are going nowhere.
Number 3, Ephesians 3. Ephesians 2:18. Look at the screen. Let's read together. One, two, go. For through him, who is in him? Look at the H. The H is in capital. Huh?
You know there's a difference between H in capital and H small letter. I hope you know. Whenever you speak about God, you put it in capital. It's an insult to put God in small. Him, his, him, he, all the whatever should be in capital. For, let's go, read again with me. For through him, we both have access by one spirit. The only access to the Father is who? Is Jesus. Every other access is robbery. Is a robber and is a thief. Formulas don't work with salvation. It's only Jesus that works. The number of years you have been in church does not matter. That you have preached does not matter. What is Jesus to you? That is why one of the most important questions in the Bible was asked by Pilate, what should I do with Jesus? He asked them. And that question, all of us will answer when we get to heaven. What did you do with Jesus? It's Christ alone. You know all those things we do. You see, at the gate of heaven, there is Peter. There is no Peter at the gate of heaven. No. Jesus is the door to heaven. There is no Peter opening. Why should I let you in? Why? There is no question. You can't get in except by the door. If you have the door, you get in. Access is there. Nobody is opening any book to check. Books are open on the judgment day. Books are not open to see if you enter. You have Christ in you, you enter. You don't have Christ, the gates are locked. Christ is the only password to heaven. Help me tell somebody, say Christ is the only password to heaven.
Tell the person again, let me hear you. So when it comes to salvation, Christ is the only way, only door, only access.
If you don't understand this, deliverance will be tough. Healing will be tough. Every other thing will be tough. The same way if you don't understand addition, if you think addition is subtraction, multiplication is division, everything about your life will be tough. Because when you are supposed to be collecting money from people in your shop, you'll be giving them change. That is how some people's spiritual life is.
Because they don't understand the role of Christ as the only source and only door of
salvation. Are we still in church? Let's move on a bit. John 20:31. Let's just read these scriptures. John 20:31. Be looking on the screen and read with me. Let's go. One, two, go. But these are written that you may believe. That you may believe that Jesus is the Son of God. At the top of a voice, read the next one. And
I say at the top of a voice. And
that by believing you may have life in his name. Anyone that does not have Christ is existing. He has no life. That you are breathing does not mean you are living. He is breathing. He has no life. He is just existing. Life can only be found in Christ. Life can only be found in Christ.
John 11:25-26. John 11:25-26. Christ. Christ. Christ.
Christ alone. Christ alone. Christ alone. 25 and 26. Put them together. Put them together. 25 and 26.
Christ alone. Are we there? Let's go. One, two, go.
And Jesus said to her, I'm the resurrection. Remember what I said. The claims of Jesus are either true or he's a madman. How can you come where there's a dead people are crying? He said, I'm resurrection. I am alive. So when he died on the cross, they were happy laughing. Yeah, man. He said, he's resurrection and life. See the two way don't happen to him. But he's alive forevermore. Why? He is resurrection and his life. Go and look for any religious book, any prophet of any religion, and see any of them that said anything close to this. That say, I am the way. They all say, I don't know the way. Pray for me, oh, so that I will not miss the way. Even after they are dead, when they mention their name, they are still praying for them, so that they will not miss heaven. Somebody that is not sure of where he's going to, you want to compare with somebody that say, I am the way. We have made Christianity cheap by the way we are living our lives. We don't even know what we believe. Let's reach God. And Jesus said to her, I'm resurrection and the life. And he who believes in me, though he may die, and whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Sir, I shall never die. What they call death is I have traveled. The body you see is not me. Me is spirit. Me is spirit. Now Chinese, they talk like that. Me. Me is come. I'm a spirit in a body. It's a body that makes me to live on this earth. When I want to go back from where I'm coming from, this body will leave me. I go. It's not that I have died. Death is separation from God. I shall never die because I have Christ. Are you here? Look at the last sentence on the screen. Read it with me. Do you? That is where the problem is. Many people have heard this. Many people have read this. Do you believe this? Help me ask somebody. Do you believe this? When it comes to salvation, there is no alternative. It is Christ alone. Give me in Christ alone there. In Christ alone. Just play it, bring it low. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Let me look at two more. Sama, when it gets to salvation, it has nothing to do with your works. Acts 4, 12. Look at the screen. Read with me. Want to go? No. You know, I'm taking salvation today. We can take healing. And I will show you scriptures that without Jesus, no healing. We can take deliverance. I will show you scriptures without Jesus, no deliverance. So all these things you are looking for, the foundation is Jesus. But you don't know him. Nor is there any other name. They arose different places. One said it's Messiah. Jesu Igbo, Jesu there, whatever. Where are they? They are dead. They are buried. We know their tomb. There's only one person whose tomb is empty. And God gave him a name above any other name. That at the name of Jesus, every name was bowed, including you. You know, you come to church sometimes, you want to lift your hands to praise. Huh? On that day, when you see him, nobody could tell you. You will just find yourself on the floor. You know, your God, they do fine boy for church, you know. But on that day, no fine boy. Because Christ is the only for salvation. Only. Let's read together again. Want to go? Let's go. For there is salvation. Nor is there salvation in any other. For there is no name
under heaven given among men by which
it is because of this. Have you ever seen any religion where they call their prophet when they are in trouble? Go and tell me. Have you seen? Have you ever seen a Yoruba Ifa being in problem? Say, Orumilao, Orumilao, Orumilao. They don't shout that name. Even people that do not believe in the name of Jesus, when they are in trouble, what do they shout? Jesus. Why? There is no other name given among men under heaven by which you can be saved. Only the name Jesus. Only the name Jesus. Let's go back to John chapter 3. John 3, let's read from verse 14. John 3 from verse 14. We'll read 14 to 18. John 3, 14 to 18. Because of our time, I've jumped many. Look at the screen. Let's read together. Are you in church? Want to go? As Moses was lifted up, as Moses lifted up a serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him should not perish. You see, listen to me. Why things no longer work well in church is that pastors are lifted up more than Christ. Choir is lifted up. In fact, sometimes choir come and they feel it is by their singing that they bring it. So we want to bring. So people want to bring the presence of God. So God in heaven, by singing and my formula, then I bring him down. Insult. You don't bring God down. You lift him up. He comes down. There is no formula. Lift him up. He comes down. The problem in church is that our formulas are lifted up. Our pastors are lifted up. Our programs are lifted up. Christ is not lifted up. If Christ is lifted up, everything works in your life. Is Christ lifted up? Your fasting is lifted up than Christ. I can call myself a fasting machine. I rarely eat. I don't need to talk about that. But I will not tell you fasting is the formula. It's Christ that is. Do you understand what we are talking about? So when I'm mentioning fasting, mentioning prayer, and those, it's because I do those things a lot. And I don't want anybody to put their hopes in that outside Christ. Let's go back to that scripture and read for better understanding. And as Moses lifted up the serpent, can you remember that story? They sinned against God, and then serpent came and were eating and killing people. And then God told Moses, make a bronze serpent and lift it up. So he made the bronze serpent and lifted it up. So anyone that serpent bites, when he looks at that bronze serpent, there is healing for them. And we are saying that Jesus is the Bible itself. Everything about the Bible is Jesus. Everything in the Bible is a commentary about Christ. That snake that was lifted in the Old Testament is a picture of what? Of Jesus. Rahab, for deliverance of Rahab, what did they say? They said, put a scarlet cloth on the window. What scarlet? Red. What does that red represent? The blood of Jesus. The blood of everything in the Bible is a commentary about Christ. Anything you tell, I can explain the connection to Christ to you. I can explain. Jonah, 3 days. What was it? Jesus will be... So the book of Jonah is a commentary about Jesus. Everything in the Bible is about Jesus. That we have made everything about us. Go back there. Please, I just need you to understand this. So that whenever you are in any problem, lift Jesus up. When we even come to share testimony, we want to lift the devil up. Ah, if you see the thing where the devil do to me. And the Okada lifted me up. My head come, read the thing. So we explain for 10 minutes what the devil did. Then 30 seconds, we now say, and then God healed me. Even in our testimonies, we are lifting ourselves up, lifting the devil up, and giving Jesus a small place. So when people want to give testimony, they want to let you know what the devil did and did very well. For you to know that the devil is powerful to punish. But at the end of the day, Jesus now hear me. So the person carry mark and say, we thank God and God did it, because you are not even ready to talk about what God did. You are still lifting up the devil.
And then after that, after what is ever done, then I now went into 3 days night prayers. You are lifting yourself up again.
Before you now get to Jesus, the time of testimony has finished. And you want the testimony to be repeated. You know they happen like that. You have not lifted him up. That is a secret. Hello, that is a secret. What? You think when I mount the altar and I want us to praise God first, you think because I love music, not because I love musical, I want to lift Jesus up and make the service easy for us to flow in. That's all I want to do. Not because I'm interested in music. It's because I want to lift him up. I understand that. Do we understand? Let's read again. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Now, let's go to verse 16, which you must close your eyes and recite. Oh, yeah. For God, you are closing your eyes. Don't mind me. For God so loved the Lord, that gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not. Did you notice that today, almost everywhere we are talking about Christ, you will see the word believe. Christ alone, but you can only access it through your belief. Start again. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting. Go. For God did not send his Son into the world to do what? Pause. For you people that have ministry of condemnation. See in shoe. He called himself prayer warrior in the weird chain. You know they smile, see in face. They don't go do longer again, no. They want blind us in their hair. Yeah, people. God did not send any of us to condemn. It's the ministry of the devil to condemn, not you. But that the word through him. I saw many people shaking their head. So let's go to 18 so that we'll shake the head completely. We are 18. Read again. We don't have to condemn them. They are condemned already. He didn't say the condemnation is by trouser length, by facial look, by jumping up and down. Remember, the key is belief. Jesus is the only way, is the only door. There is only one truth. There is only one life. All of them are Jesus. If you believe in him, you'll be saved. You know there is this thing we use to deceive ourselves. Let me close with that. That thing we say, you know, I have discovered my truth, your truth. You know, my truth is different from your truth. Say, there are no two truths. You know, and you know, most of you have done that. You do this. You see it. Once you see, when many people see things on social media, sometimes they don't think. They just send it. You know, one powerful one people send is the one that they write like 9 and 6. 9. You know, if I write 9 now, if you are down that side, 9 6. If they hear, so you say, all truths are not the same. It is the perspective that matters. Now lie. Ask the one that put the figure there, what he put. He will tell you whether it's 6 or 9 he put. If I put 6 here, and you look at it from that other side, you see it as 9. Yeah, your problem. For me, it is 6. Your perspective does not matter about the truth. The truth is one. His name is Jesus. Whether you like accept him, whether you don't like to accept him, on the last day, he will be the judge. When it comes to matters of truth, truth is one. He starts by saying 6 and 9. It has moved to when they give birth abroad now. Nobody writes the gender. I hope you know that. They don't write gender again. So when you give birth to a child, it is not a male or a female. When the child grows up, he will discover his own truth. and will now tell you his gender. So female can be in their toilet. Then one man can enter with his truth. Enter their toilet with his truth. Why female are in their toilet? One man will just enter the toilet with his truth that I'm a female. You are laughing. Then you are sending 6 and 9 to everybody. That truth is not constant. It is what you see. There is only one truth. His name is Jesus. What can I, what shall I do with Jesus? That is a question for your rising or your falling. Bow down your heads. Let's pray together. What will you do with Jesus? What will you do with him? Christ alone for salvation. You don't have Christ in your life. You have not confessed him. You have not believed in him. You are nowhere to be found. You can be in church. You can be born in church. Midwife in church. Bathe in church. Nave in church. Live in church. School in church. Go to university in church. Work in church. All your life. And still go to hell. The answer to the question is, who is Jesus to you? It is Christ alone. Christ alone. Christ alone. You are here, you want to give your life to him, to Christ. You want to believe and you want to confess him so that he will save you. Wherever you are, without missing what, without looking around to what people will think or whatever, which is the problem. Wherever you are, raise your right hand up. Let's pray together. Christ, I want to accept you to my life. Raise your hand up well. Raise your hand up well. If you are raising it, raise it. Don't do as if you are using the hand to cover your face if you are raising it. We bless you. We thank you. We magnify your name. If you raise your hand, you have been given a card. There's somebody waving his hand at the back. Please stand up and go in the direction of a person. Or shall serve those people. Just touch them, let them stand up and go to the back. Please just do that quickly. Do that quickly. If you were not given a card and you want to make that decision, stand up and go to the back also. Don't let the decision pass you by. Don't change your mind. This is what your destiny has been looking for. Some are opening their eyes like monitoring spirits, not minding their business. Even to mind Christ, not a problem. Now to mind what other people are doing, that's what their business is. They have been so much long in church that they don't even understand again. What will you do with Jesus? I pray for everybody here today that this word we have preached will not stand against you on the day of judgment. By this word will stand for you. You will be able to say boldly that I heard that word, I believe that word, I live by that word, and I'm boldly here in heaven. Not by my works, but by what Christ has done. Lord, we give you all the glory and the honor. We magnify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or Mixlr audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.